Good morning and welcome to 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM. Today is Thursday and the time is now 9:08. What is today? The 15th of the month. And let me tell you something. So, Liel, my boy, my guy, just had his operation. He's in Sunny Hill Hospital. He had nothing too much. It's just a hernia operation. That's why he cannot join us today. So who do we have here today? We got with us Moshe Starograd.
Good morning. Good morning. How are you?
We've got Moshe Starograd with us. We also have with us a guy by the name of Udi, Ehud Katz. How are you doing, Ehud? Ehud.
Good morning, guys. Everything fine. How are you?
Good, good. He's from Salad Farm, and we're going to talk about how to make hummus or who knows what. Over and above that, we've got with us Moshe. How are you doing, Moshe?
Well done. Well, thank you very much for having me this morning.
All right. Great. So, what do we have today? Basically, we've got the Tuesday Evening Club here. Am I right, Moshe?
Yeah.
Tuesday Evening Club. So, instead of Peter Feldman, it's right now in London. We are here. We've got a lot of juices on the table. We've got, fruit cocktails. We've got hummus. So, all
it's
we
very
need
appetizing.
All we need is just pitas, yeah.
Well, to get out of.
All right, guys. So basically, we're going to talk to Ehud Katz about his business. How do you make? I mean, we're getting close to Hanukkah now, and I know we passed most of the holidays, but we're busy getting close to Hanukkah, busy getting close to the end of the year, and many people are always wonder. Who is Salad Farm? I mean, it's been around so many years, but no one knows who's the guy. So basically, we've got the guy here. And if you're going to look at our website later, you'll see his face too. So if you've got anything to say to him when you meet him in Melrose Arch or whatever, you can actually hit him in the head and say, I don't like your hummus. Or if I like your hummus, hug him. Whatever. Well, basically, yeah. So this lovely morning that's like 24, 25 degrees already, we are feeling summer is... summer is here. Huh? Summer is really here in a big way. The Val River is still polluted, so if we ski, we have to ski at the beginning of the Val River. Other than this, I love the keys.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Today I got calls with my GPS. What? I told them to go to hell.
And where did he take you?
To my mother-in-law's place.
you guys don't have young kids, but I want to remind you. Do you remember the first 2 years of a child's life? We're teaching them how to walk and how to talk. And then the next 16 years, we're telling him to sit down and shut up.
You know, the guy, before he's sitting on in his deathbed, he says, before I'm going to die, I have to confess to be proud of you. So he says to his wife, I have to confess. She says to him, no, you mustn't.
Don't worry about it.
Quiet, I'm here. He says, no, I insist. I have to tell you. I'd rather die with a clean conscience. She says, okay. You know, I slept with your best friend. She says, oh, don't worry about it. No, I slept as well with your sister. Says, no, I know. That's why I poisoned you.
Catch Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
All right, this is the serious part of the program. The time is now 9:12, and we're here with Ehud Katz that will tell us. Udi, how are you?
Fine, how are you?
Good morning. It's a little bit excited. I mean, just imagine you. Yeah, don't imagine. It'd be excited. It's good. There's nothing wrong being excited. So, first of all, we're eating all this hummus, and I love hummus. For me, hummus is the food of the gods. I mean, really, hummus is amazing. It's so nice. And I believe this company of yours has been around for 33 years already.
38.
38?
No, 33. Yeah, we started the Salad Farm started 1985 in South Africa. But it's part of a family business since 1970 in Israel. That time they call it picnic.
Salads. So picnic salads, the Israeli picnic salads is the same basically started for Salad Farm. Because picnic was a very big name in Israel. I remember.
Yes, in old time they used to sell it in like yogurt tubs in the supermarkets.
Yeah.
And then since then, there is lots of companies around the world and in Israel that manufacture all these salads and dips, hummus, etc. So my luck was to be part of the family that introduced the salads in South Africa in the dips. So all the know-how and everything basically is like a family secret that we pass it from generation to generation. So anything to do with knowledge about the latest technology, about the food, packaging, health, and et cetera, we're getting it. I'm going to Israel time to time. I'm getting training, and I bring it, implement it in South Africa.
So it becomes like intellectual property.
But let me tell you, it's a big time business. It's not like a little bit thing. You must understand, I mean, what goes into it, and basically the hygienic. And the technology is not only to produce a good hummus. I mean, everybody in his kitchen can produce hummus, you know. But you know, what goes into the thinking of making a good hummus plus for it not to put preservative. Do you put any preservative into the hummus?
Yes, there is preservative, but it's not...
Not too much, because yeah. It doesn't survive for so long anyway.
There is a regulation how much preservative you're allowed to put.
All right.
But one of the procedures is to keep the shelf life long as possible is how you're making it. What is the standard of your hygienic? What is the quality of the ingredient that you're using? And the preservative is just to keep it to extend that the shelf life is implement to the product. And the expired date is when you recommended the maximum date that you have to use it.
So basically, let me tell you what I know about hummus is. Hummus is made out of chickpeas. Chickpeas is one of the healthiest thing that that a man can have. Basically, right now, if you are vegan or if you are a vegetarian, you can't survive without hummus, without chickpeas. I mean, chickpeas, they've got iron, they've got protein, they've got everything that's good for you. So hummus is an amazing thing. I love hummus. I mean, hummus you can eat with meat, you can eat with shakshuka, you can eat with everything. So if in Israel and you don't like hummus, I think you better leave Israel. I mean, Israel, they don't buy hummus in South Africa, they sell them in diet tabs of 250
grams.
Yes. Yeah. In Israel, it's a kilo. A kilo is a small one. Then you got a 2 and a 5 kilos.
No. You can also have 400 grams, no? You said 500.
No, we've got 250 and hummus and ekpa mayonnaise. We've got in 500 grams.
Right.
Yeah, sure. Let me tell you. So anyway, but the stuff that comes out of this place is really, really nice. And I think everybody must know. Over and above that, we've got as well Mr. Juice, which he manufactures as well, and it's I'm quite proud to say this. My friend Udi makes it. So let me tell you something. So if you see Mr. Juice, it is his product. In the meantime, we've got we need to just go to a nice song to start the morning. I'm looking for one song and I can't find it, and I don't want to put a Hebrew song. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put. Let me put something really nice. Let me put Sergio Mendes. I don't know if you remember Sergio Mendes.
Yes.
You remember Sergio Mendes.
Everybody remembers.
So this guy is a really, really happy, really, really happy song. Guys, you can enjoy that one this morning, let me tell you.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
You know, the son is asking his dad, please tell me about your first love. So his dad said, listen, I was 18. I walked into a pub and I saw this blonde over there by the bar, and immediately, boom, and Cupid came and shot the arrow. So the son, all excited, said, and what happened? Well, unfortunately, he missed and he hit your mom.
This woman asked her husband, my darling, she says, what do you like the most about me? My haunted body or my charming face? Says, your sense of humor.
You know, this woman telling the husband, you know, they need to go out, whatever. Baby, just give me a few minutes. I'm just finished to do the makeup. So he's saying, babe, don't worry. Everything is good. He said, oh, such a wonderful what you said. He said, yeah, you need the plastic surgery.
in the same note, you know, the woman is looking in the mirror and starting complaining to her husband. Look how fat I am, my wrinkles and I'm cellulitis and my stomach is out. And give me a compliment. Tell me something good to feel good about myself. He said, my dear, you have a great eye.
Cash Monsters Unplugged Wednesday. It's at 6 p.m.
Hi, thank you for staying with us, and we're back with Udi Katz, the owner of Salad Farm, and yeah, what can you tell us? So, how did you start the business? How did you get into making hummus?
No, the business already established in 1984. I joined them in 1985.
All right,
and then the rules and until today, we through all the procedure. We are never ever, and I will never compromise in quality, hygienic, and service.
Okay, but this is how did you get into that business? You just joined them as a partner?
No, in the beginning I start with them as because it's a family business. They just asked me to run the business for them because they opened another factory in Australia and in Europe.
And they were busy.
I run the show basically. So what happened was during that time we had to find out what the local market, the customer really like, because not always the flavor and the spices that you use in Israel you can use it in South Africa. So we had to, in the beginning it was more promotion and testing and find out what they like, and then we found out exactly what the market like, and it took some time in the beginning, and now we are and improving, like always improving all the time. We up today we already have we changed the range of the packaging. We used to have it in a round container, and about 10 years ago we changed it to a rectangular clear container with a green lid, and we introduced new products as well. The name Salad Farm is a very good name. It's everybody talk about it. I'm getting compliment all the time. Thank you very much.
Best hummus around. What can I say?
Best
hummus around. I must say. Yeah. I mean, whoever disputes, want to say anything about it, can SMS us 34519. That's our SMS line. It will cost you $1.50, though.
No, I tell you,
$1.50. But doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want. Then you can WhatsApp us on 061-895-1019. Over and above everything, you can ask her to make hummus. I mean, I would. So you can ask him how to make hummus.
But can ask, why do all you mention hummus? You got Trina and everything. And Trina,
I think, hummus is like generate like 50% of his turnover. Is hummus.
Yeah, hummus herbs. We've got hummus paprika. Reduced fat is about 50% of the total sales, and the other 50% is the rest of the product. It's like apple mayonnaise, Turkish salad, matbucha, vegetable. There is others.
Can I ask a question? Can a person at home make hummus at home also, hummus, or only trina?
Of course, you can do hummus, you can do trina. The only thing is take longer. You know, you have to soak the product, the chickpeas in water after you select it and wash it and clean it.
Yeah, because I know
then you have to cook
it.
Then you have to cook it after that, after a few hours, then you have to cook it. Then you have to mix it to get the raw trina and mix it. I can give you the recipe with pleasure. You can find it in the internet. You can find, like, there is hundreds of them.
There's hundreds of recipes.
Yeah,
and
but the thing is, when you do it at home, is like, got it like 2 days or 3 days.
Then you throw it away.
Then you throw it away.
And it's going into the whole rigmarole of making it and blend it and buying and just to make for your family. It's not really worth a while. We tried it a few times, although it's very tasty, but it's really big job. And it stays for 2-3 days, and then later you throw it away. Yeah. So and you can't make small quantities. Yeah, you have to make a bigger quantity.
Because you don't put the preservatives at home,
yes.
Understand?
Yes, that's correct. Yes. The other thing, what usually people doing, they're cooking bigger quantity of chickpeas, and they freeze it.
Yes.
And then they take out as they need, so to prevent of cooking again and again and again. So this is like to make it quicker. But it's
now lately, I believe you got a big problem now with the supplies of your packaging. I can see there's new white packaging that doesn't look like your packaging. It's not the clear packaging that we all used to. What is the problem? Please tell me about this new white packaging. Is any difference between that packaging and the other ones?
Thank you, Roy, for mentioning it. There is a strike now in the plastic industry in the South Africa. It's already 5 weeks. The clear tabs that all familiar with and the green lid, this is special made only for Salad Farm. And the manufacturer of this product, the container, is in Western Cape. We always keep stock for 2-3 months, but due to the strike and everything is delay. So at the moment, we found a temporary solution. Temporary is a white container and a white lid. It's all the same. It's Salad Farm product in. It's slightly smaller, but it's 250 grams.
Still 250 grams.
It's still 250
grams. It looks smaller to the eye.
The 500 grams is also smaller than the usual 500 grams, but it is 500 grams.
The packaging looks smaller, but it's not as... I mean, it's still 500 grams inside, the 250 grams inside.
That's correct. It's only a temporary solution. I believe as soon as we get it, like maybe 2-3 weeks, maybe longer, I'm not sure.
Yeah,
we'll go back to our normal container.
So if you see those white containers, it doesn't look like Salad Farms. It's not. It is the real thing. You'll see the stickers are the same and the whole thing. So in the next few weeks, that's what we're going to have. 34519, that's our SMS line, and it'll cost you $1.50, or 061-895-1019. That's if you want to listen to us, if you want to say anything, or if you have anything to say. Over and above that, it says with. I think we should contact the kid, the age in Sderot, get them to send a voice note, invite them to visit Baruch. All right. That's, I don't know if it was a mash or whatever, but it was there. So, guys, please SMS us if you've got any questions about how to and what is Chumash all about, or Techina. I believe Techina cannot survive for so long, isn't it?
Yes, Trina is sensitive for water, basically, and you do it with water. So you're mixing one-on-one. So it's every, let's say, 1 kilo raw tahina, you mix it with 1 liter water.
Yeah.
If you want it a bit more thicker, then you put less water.
Yeah.
Then you're adding garlic.
As soon as you add the water, basically the countdown starts,
exactly.
Meaning the expiry date starts. As soon as you mix the water, the tahina will make the hummus go sour. It will basically, the countdown will start.
Yeah.
So basically, if you want to know anything else about hummus...
That's why the hummus and trina is the expired date is 3 weeks, 3 to 3.5 weeks.
Okay.
Compared to the other salads, you can get it even 2 months.
Oh, I mean, if you take harif, like if you take schug,
yeah.
that will...
The container will expire.
All right, so yeah, Dudi, this is Ehud Katz from Salad Farm. He's telling you everything there is to know about hummus or whatever salads that we make, all the nice salads. And I found a song that I want to play for you. And whether you like it or not, I will play it because I didn't play it for quite a while. And many people, always when I play it, everybody likes it, so... I'm gonna play it again.
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
The professor gives a lecture to his students, you know, about losing temper. And he ranks it in 3 levels. He says, let us call a random number. So the professor called a random number. He says, hello, can I talk to Mark? He says, this is probably a mistake. It's not Mark. The professor says, notice, in this point, the person on the other side is very calm and answers calmly. This is going to be stage B. I'm going to call the same guy again to see what happens. Hello, can we talk to Mark? The other guy says, sorry, sir, you didn't dial right. It's not Mark. So the professor explained, notice that a person on the other side is starting to give grades and advice. Step C, the professor says, hello, can we talk to Mark? Now the other side says, tell me, are you for real? For the third time, you've been calling here and looking for Mark. And for the third time, I said to you, I'm not Mark. It's not his number. And the professor explained, notice... Here is the person on the other side, already really angry and nervous, and even reveling and attacking. One of the students asks for permission to speak and says, Professor, is that also a fourth stage? So the professor says, don't think so. So can we demonstrate? The professor says, yeah, sure, I'll demonstrate. And the student calls back to the person and says, hello, my name is Mark. Did somebody call me?
Pawn Stars Unplugged, Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
Thank you for staying with us. We're back here at 101.9, your favorite station, Chai FM, 34519. That's our SMS lines, 061-895-1019. It's our WhatsApp lines, and we're here again with Ehud Katz, Moshe Sarograd, Moshe Berkovich?
Leibovich.
Leibovich. Why do I think Berkovich?
I don't know.
Leibovich. And Avi Manzano. How are you, Avi?
Yeah, great. You?
I'm very good. So, anyway, normally every Tuesday evening we go out, and you can always see us at, I don't know, we sit in different restaurants, but normally in Merrow's Arch, every Tuesday night for the last, I would say, close on 20 years. And for me it's 20 years, for Avi I think it's 30. So we're all sitting here.
choose the nice parliament.
We've got hummus. We've got cold drinks. I mean, here you go. It's like the Tuesday night parliament. It's nice to have all of you here, and thank you so much for coming and joining my show. And so what do we have? So we've got Udi Katz, that he does Salad Farm and Mr. Juice. That's the same company, by the way, guys. Not the same company, but it's we're running by the same person. We've got Moshe Stalgrad, which is a business broker. He buys and sells businesses or helps people, putting two people together as a broker. We've got Moshe Lebovich, which is an educational toys specialist. We're not talking about those buzzing toys, you know, the ones you're using at night. No, those ones, the children ones. And we've got Avi Manzano, which is basically a battery specialist. So if your battery breaks down, I mean, then it happens more in winter than summer, but if your battery breaks down, yeah, you can go and see him from Xpex Batteries. So we got a whole range here. We can drive, we can fix your car, educate your kid, sell your business, or sell your hummus. Everything in one shot. And if you need money, you can come to me. So you think everything together. You can have everything. All under one roof. So, Udi, we talked about hummus. We talked about tahina. Tahina is basically what makes the hummus expire. Am I right?
Yeah, it's very quicker, yes.
Makes it quicker, expired. And that's what, basically, as soon as you add water into tahina, the countdown starts for expiry date. The way they do it, it's they prolong the process because they're adding some...
You see, the shelf life of the raw tahina is 2 years.
All right.
You can put it in... You don't need refrigeration. You can put it in a storeroom.
All right.
But the moment, as I said, you're adding the water, is like 3 weeks.
All right.
With the preservative.
With the preservative.
Yeah.
All right. So basically, if you do it at home, it's like days.
No, 2 days.
2 days, 2-3 days. All right. So then that's it. Then I want to talk a little bit about juice. I'm definitely going to call you back into studio again.
I want to give a recipe about one of the...
There was a lady one day came to you and told you something about hummus. Please mention it to the audience.
When we changed the packaging to the rectangular and the clear container is a green lid, I was standing making promotion at Pick and Pay Norwood.
All right.
To introduce the new product, etc. So one lady, a business lady, she's traveling a lot to Israel and everything, and she says to me, Udi, I must tell you, are you making the salads and dips? I said, yes. I must tell you, thank you very much. I said, well, it's a pleasure. What's the story? I said, every time I travel to Israel, every month or two, my son asks me, Mommy, bring the Israeli salads and dips. I can't have the local salads and dips. But since you're making this salad farm, new range and improve the recipes and everything, I don't have to carry with me from Israel anymore.
Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad.
That's nice to hear as well.
Okay, yeah. I said, wow, thank you very much. Then I saw her that was 12 years ago, 10 years ago. Then I saw her again 2 years ago. And, hi, how are you? What's happening? He says, Udi, I must tell you the story. My son left South Africa and immigrated, make Aliyah to Israel. Now he says to me, Mommy, I can't have the Israeli salad hummus and the please. And now I have to carry everybody's or two to my son to Israel.
And an import to Israel.
And take it to Israel. He said to me, why don't you open a salad farm in Israel? Maybe one day, but meantime, I'm here. I have to look after the...
Udi, I would like to ask you, except of the Jewish community, is anybody else, how do you find that any other communities also are eating this kind of food?
Yes, definitely. We supply, there is a lot of... first of all, it's not only between the Israeli Jewish, it's all my customers. We've got a range of customers
Greeks?
The Greeks, we supply, for example, there is like a Mythos restaurant.
Yes.
The Mythos restaurant, they've got like a mezeh. And they make hummus, they put tahina, it's from us, from Salad Farm, and they put falafel. We also making falafel. And we give them the mix. The mix is like 1 kilo packet. And then there's no preservative in the falafel, by the way, because it's when you cook it, it will break. The falafel balls will break.
Okay.
So they freeze it, they take out whatever they need, they make the balls, they put it in more or less oil at 170 degrees Celsius, and then like 3-4 minutes they take it out. So you can have it also in Greek. Because there is quite a range of all South Africa, the one who know about hummus and Trina, they know about salad farm.
There's a guy here is asking, first of all, is it true that hummus makes ladies' bums fat? Mark, stop that thing, man. Stop it. It's not nice. That's what Mark says. Then we've got Mr. G. He likes Moshe's telephone number. He likes a business broker telephone number, the business broker. So I'll let you. It's 083-308-9996. That's Moshe Starograd. Telephone number. So if you want a business, if you want to sell your business, buy a business, speak to him. Really, I mean, not because he's sitting next to me, he's really a nice guy. And is it true that hummus makes ladies, but it improves their butts? It does improve
the improves the shape of the butt.
Yeah, improves the shape of the butt. So yeah, it must do good, it does good to the butt. So yes, we, yeah, the time is now 9:42. And let me tell you something. If we're talking about ladies, I want to say that I don't know if you remember Van Morrison, but I do. And I think it was one of the most, how would you say?
If you missed Pawn Stars Unplugged, here's what you missed.
Can you live a day without jokes?
A day without laughing is like a lost day.
Exactly. That's you know who said that?
You know that Moshe took it one step too far, and he is a joke. So
I went to a hotel the other day. I was in a hotel, and you know the guy knocks on your door and says, "Mr. Perret, can I turn your bed now?" I said, "Why is it too loud?"
So you know this married couple lying in bed in the evening, and the man is turning to the wife and starting gently, you know, to move with his hand longer. And then, you know, slowly on the side of her body, going down by the hips, and then he go to the other side of the body and the arm and this. And the wife getting excited, and then he stops and turns around. Said, "Why did you stop?" Said, "Don't worry, I found the remote."
Unplugged Wednesdays at 6 p.m.
And we're back. Thank you for staying with us. The time is now 9:46, and we're going to talk about, you know what? I want to tell you something that I actually forgot to tell the audience. You know, when you take the matbucha and
the salad farm matbucha.
The salad farm matbucha.
And the Turkish salad.
And the Turkish salad, and I mix them together, and depends what ratio you like, and you make the best shakshuka in the world. So basically, if you put it in your fan, you just take the two ingredients. You take the two salads, mix them in a bowl, put them on the pan, heat it up, and break like 8 eggs in a big pan. Cover it, and I promise you, the best shakshuka. And don't tell Udi, it's the best shakshuka in town.
Are we having breakfast now?
I promise you, it's the best shakshuka.
So, I believe you.
Yeah, instead of going to and pay so much money for shakshuka, I promise you guys, you can make from 2 tabs, you can make like, I don't know, like 10 people eat more.
Sometimes it's either you take 2 Turkish because they got onion.
Yeah.
And 1 matbucha because you need, basically shakshuka is onion and tomato.
Yeah.
And tomato paste.
Yeah.
And pepper that you mix it together. So instead of you cooking it and all be ready, it's ready.
Just warm it up.
Put the eggs, make a space in between for the eggs, and 3-4 eggs. Suggestion recommended for 2 people is like 3 containers.
No, 3 containers will be enough for a lot of people. I promise you, for a lot of people. Just I'd say my little secret is you must add a little bit of sugar just to take off that the sourness a little bit. Just add a little bit of sugar, like one spoon of sugar. And it will take off this. Normally, when you cook tomatoes, it makes it a little bit sour. For me, that's my secret recipe. Yeah. Makes the best shakshuka ever. So, if anybody wants to know how to make shakshuka, that's number one. Number two, I just had now mixed berry fruit juice blend. So, basically, it says mixed berry, but then I know it's got apples, I know it's got black currant and other fruit. What do you mean when it says 100% juice blend? What is that?
I need to explain because a lot of people don't know what's the difference between 100% fruit juice and fruit nectar blend. When you say 100% fruit juice blend, is blend with apple. So it means orange with apple, mango with apple.
So apple,
the apple is the sweetened, natural sweetened for the product.
When it says no sugar added, meaning it's got apple inside, because you have to have some sort of body into the
yes, juice. The fruit in South Africa in general is very sour. So you have to sweeten it somehow. So when you sweeten it with apple, that's why they call it a blend. 100% fruit juice blend. Because you blend the apple with orange, apple and pomegranate, etc. And if you want to call it nectar, it means you sweeten it. Then you have to put a percentage. It's the percentage of how much sugar the fruit got and how much you're adding sugar or sweetened or any artificial sweetening. Then you can see 40%, 70%. This it means sweetened with sugar. That's why it's cheaper.
Oh, okay. So nectar will be the cheaper one and 100% fruit juice
blend.
So all of them are blend except the apple.
Apple
is pure.
Yes, apple is by itself. So apple is a blend with itself.
But all the other blends will have apple inside. So apple is a natural preservative by itself as well.
Yes.
Meaning if you add apple, you get your natural preservative as well. It will survive for longer.
And the natural sweet. To sweet the fruit itself, like the orange, etc.
Tell me, I know that all your products are kosher.
Yes.
And I know how that... No, it's hard sore, but it is. It makes a product better, isn't it? Yeah. A kosher product is a better product.
It's in general. You see, the kosher product is not necessary. It's adding to because you've got a lot of Jewish customers that checking these kosher. It's more superior product because the way. Part of the hygienic and everything is when you've got the mashgiach and checking everything what you're doing.
So it is a superior product. So that's what I say. Yeah, the fact that it's been kosher, it's a superior product. It's going to make a better. You're not going to have problems with it. Especially, you know, food product must be like very hygienic, highly hygienic. And you must see the factory. You can eat from the floor in the factory. It's really, really, really clean and it's really beautiful. And I believe you're selling most of your products goes to Pick and Pay?
Yes. Mr. Juice supply mainly Pick and Pay, but we also supply to Spars and now we're starting Checkers soon. But you can find it in Inland. In any Pick
and
Pay.
So basically what it says Pick and Pay brand is actually Mr. Juice.
When you see we are packing for Pick and Pay as well under them branding.
Yeah.
It's all over Pick and Pay. We're doing as inland. It's mean excluding Natal and Western Cape, Eastern Cape, we don't do. And then you can see them on the perishable. It's a 100% fruit juice blend. And also we're packing for them the nectar. So, but Mr. Juice is only 100%. We're doing everything with apple. And we're starting actually a year ago with fruit and vegetable. We blend 100% fruit juice blend. It's like we've got carrot, we've got beetroot, we've got wheatgrass. And also cucumber.
I've seen it and I tasted it. It doesn't taste that bad.
It took us 2 years to develop this product.
Yeah,
take time because you need to know which fruit to mix with which vegetable. Okay. Not everything blend nicely. Sometimes it's bitter and sour and you can't fix it. So it took some time, but now it's beautiful. It's selling well. Yeah.
Selling well.
Yes.
It's much healthier than the other products. It's less sugar or...
There's no sugar.
There's no sugar.
No sugar. It's 100%. It's 100% fruit juice blend. You sweeten it with apple.
Yeah. So there's no proper sugar. There's no sugar added.
No.
There's no sugar added. So when it tells you, like, when you buy any drink, when it says no sugar added, but it is sweetened with apple
juice. You see, by the labeling regulation, you can't write what you don't have. So you can't say it's no sugar added because you don't put it.
Yeah.
So it's like misleading, basically. So you don't... There is regulation about the labeling, how to write it, what to write, where the size, etc. So we stick, you know, especially when you pack for Pick and Pay.
I can see. I can see the energy, the protein, the energy protein, and I can see. That's quite a piece. So you've got everything inside. All right, guys. We're getting to the last minutes of the show. The time is now... 4 minutes. 6 minutes to 10, and I think that next week we're going to have, you know what, next week we're going to have some fun. So next week we're going to be at the at Killarney Mall, and Killarney Mall was we're going to have a live show there, and I'll invite all of you to come. And there's going to be a Pick and Pay Killarney, all right?
Yes.
The new Pick and Pay Killarney.
Yes.
So, and we're going to have a nice new show there. You can come and meet us. And, what more can I say? I want you to enjoy your weekend. 9:54, believe it or not. This is the Black Keys, the opening of our show. So, here you go.